One of the biggest growth areas in the president's budget proposal is defense spending. NPR's Pentagon correspondent Eric Westervelt has been looking at the numbers.
The White House's $402 billion Pentagon request is a 7% increase from last year. The military is asking for $75 billion for new weapons and even more to improve weapons systems. Pentagon officials say the proposed 05 budget allows the military to continue to transform into a more agile, quickly deployable force to fight the war on terrorism. Defense Department Controller Dov Zakheim says it also provides vital money to train more Iraqi security forces in U.S.-occupied Iraq.
The real issue is internal stability. And therefore, what we need to do is train the Civil Defense Force, train the Facilities Protection Force, train the Border Police, train those who really provide visible security for their Iraqi compatriots.
Historically, U.S. presidents have not included all the costs of active military operations in annual budget requests, and President Bush is no different. That's why this defense budget does not include the billions more that will be needed for operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. Stephen Koziak is an analyst with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments.
Presumably, we will still be in Afghanistan and in Iraq, certainly in 2005, so at some point the administration will have to come back and ask for money. They asked for about $65 billion for 2004. For next year, it's anybody's guess how much they will ask for, but it's very likely certainly to be in the tens of billions of dollars.
White House and Pentagon budget officials expect the third major supplemental request for Iraq and Afghanistan will be between $30 and $50 billion. The Bush administration is likely to make that request late this year or early next year after the November presidential election. After post-Cold War budget cuts in the early 90s, U.S. defense spending has risen steadily since 1998. This year's request includes boosts for controversial programs, including $10.2 billion, or 13% more than last year, for missile defense. The Pentagon plans to deploy a total of 10 initial ground-based missile interceptors in Alaska and California by early next year. Some Democrats and U.S. allies have criticized the missile plan as unnecessary and flawed. There's also more money for one additional attack submarine and nearly $5 billion for two dozen new FA-22s, which critics call a fighter jet designed for the Cold War.
The challenge we face is several hundred terrorists who won't come at us with tanks.
Marcus Corbin is an analyst with the Center for Defense Information, a Washington think tank. Corbin says there's not enough money proposed for much-needed items like more armored Humvees and too much requested for costly programs designed to fight the Russians, not shadowy terrorists.
Soldiers are being shot and blown up on the streets of Baghdad, and submarines and high-tech fighters don't help with that problem.
Given the ballooning federal deficit and unknown long-term costs of the Iraq and Afghanistan operations, analyst Stephen Koziak wonders whether the current pace of defense spending is sustainable.
The assumption is that at some point Congress and administration will decide that they have to begin addressing this growing deficit. When that happens, if history is any guide, defense will be one of the things that's cut back. That certainly is what happened in the 1980s when we began to really try to seriously address our deficit.
This defense budget does not call for any major weapons system to be cut, unlike last year when the Army's proposed Crusader artillery program was canceled. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.